Find yourself a sitting position that you can hold for about 30 minutes. Or if you choose, you can be lying down. Either way, be sure that your spine can be straight and your head balanced on your neck. Supported by the earth, by your chair. And as we begin all of these exercises, we begin by preparing ourselves in our three centers, and this requires a gentle attention that moves through the body. And as it moves through the body like a body scan, we let our attention go to those places that are relaxed and at ease. Breathe into them. And allow on the out-breath any unnecessary efforts or tensions to fall away. And of course, we're not too troubled by those places that are not quite ready to relax or let go. We simply let those places that are spacious and at ease surround them be right there with them. So bringing your gentle attention to the top of your head at whatever level you can, from the skin, potentially to the tissue and the muscle and the bone. Just noticing those places that are at ease. And all throughout the whole scalp. And the ears. Behind the ears. Earlobes inside the ears, maybe even noticing sounds, especially if there are birds or rain or any sounds that remind you of the earth. And bringing your attention to your forehead. We carry a lot of tension there in the forehead and all around the eyes. So find those little places that are relaxed in your forehead. Let them spread and grow into your eyebrows, your temples, the places all around your eyes, the lower lid, the upper lid. The eyeballs themselves, the sockets, let them rest. Let your eyes rest in the sockets. Perhaps even noticing behind the eyes, inside the head, the cheeks and nose. The bridge of the nose all the way down to the tip, and each nostril, the air coming in, noticing the temperature of the air. The upper lip, and lower lip, where they touch. If your mouth is open, noticing the air coming through there. Your chin, jaw. We also carry a lot of tension in our jaws. Just finding those little places of ease, letting them spread. Inside the mouth, the upper gums and teeth, and the lower. Lower gums and teeth and the tongue. Nothing for it to do right now. Just rest. And if you find yourself getting sleepy, I encourage you to open your eyes, keep them cast down or fixed on some object. Coming into your throat and your neck, noticing your neck, the top of your neck, the top of the spine. Coming down through the shoulders, aware of your shoulders, and they may even drop a little bit. Bringing some awareness to your upper arms and where they connect with your torso. Finding those places that are spacious, breathing into them, letting them surround discomfort, tensions, down through the lower arms, the wrists and hands. So the whole arms now a little more at ease, the head same. And thoughts following. So there's more space between the thoughts. They may be there. There may be a lot of them, but there's a little more space there, a little less sticky as your mind has something to do to move through the body, bringing gentle attention and coming to the shoulders and the upper back and upper torso, the collarbone, the breast, all the way through the heart, the top of the lungs, the shoulder blades, that whole upper part of the rib cage, and moving down the spine even. Into the middle back, the lower part of the rib cage, the lower part of the lungs, all the way through to the solar plexus, just below where the rib cage meets. And emotions begin to loosen up. There may be a lot of them, but they too become less sticky. They can come and they can go, or they can be there and they can stay, but you cannot be in them. Down into the belly, letting the belly drop a little, perhaps even unbuttoning the top button if you need to. Give a little more space, your lower back and lower spine, down to the pelvic bowl, the whole pelvic bowl, everything inside, so the whole torso, more at ease, along with the arms and head. Moving into the hips. And upper legs, noticing again what you can from the skin, through the tissue, through the muscle, to the bone. Aware of the sensations there, breathing into those that are particularly spacious. Into the knees and lower legs. Ankles and feet, tops of the feet, sides, the toes, the bottom of the feet, so your whole body in a more receptive sensation, receptive feeling, receptive mind. Just take a moment to appreciate this body that is yours, that is connected to the body that is connected to the earth. It has a unique quality of aliveness running through it. And bring your awareness now to the bottom of your feet. Again, acknowledging the earth, acknowledging that we are gathered here today together from all over. Our meditation room is the earth. Bring some awareness to the quality of aliveness that is in your feet. The tingling, the buzzing. Let it grow through the power of your attention. And let it rise, filling up your body like filling up a vessel with liquid. Let it rise, that awareness, up your ankles and lower legs. Starts to grow and intensify, even if it's very faint. There's no wrong way of doing this if you're allowing your attention to be there. Trust what comes and let go of what doesn't come. As it moves up the upper legs and the hips, lower part of the torso, the pelvic floor. It rises up through the whole pelvic bowl, up through the spine, up through the middle of the torso, up through the belly, up through the solar plexus, up through the lungs and heart. And even deeper, up through the center of the whole torso, the entire spine. It rises that quality of aliveness that is in you, and it's vivified through the power of your attention. And it comes up to the shoulders, fingertips rising up the arms, meeting at the shoulders. Rising up the neck, to the head, all the way to the top of the head. So you have this body, this one body, this living, moving, breathing body. The mind is more settled. Emotions there, but a little more settled. And just noticing the whole, noticing your whole skeleton. All the muscles, the skin, everywhere in this body, this whole body. Breathing naturally. And bring some attention to your center, perhaps your solar plexus. Become aware of the whole from there. Aware of this whole body. And the sensation reverberating out from your bones. And Gurdjieff said that we are like the earth. We too have an atmosphere that surrounds us on all sides. About 3 to 5 feet, although we can't always be aware of that, like an aura or a bubble, an egg shape that surrounds us, that exudes from us, and that contains us. So we're going to begin or continue to make direct contact with that. Our centers prepared with that aim together, our shared aim to awaken to the awareness of our atmosphere, to have a direct contact with it, or to deepen that direct contact. So from that center, that solar plexus, see if you can begin to represent to yourself that your energy doesn't just stop at your skin, but it goes out in front of you. Maybe you can just notice it a few inches. So whatever you can notice, that's completely fine. You might imagine with your head that it is out in front of you 3 to 5 feet, but we're working with more than just the imagination. There's a semi-sensation available to us that we can begin to become aware of, that subtlety, that subtle second body. So it comes out in front of us. You might begin to notice that coming out from your torso, your arms, your legs in the front. Your feet below, down into the earth. And the side of you to your left. Behind you. And to your right. And above your head, this egg shape, beginning to get an actual sensation of it or a feeling of it, more than just the image. So noticing that from the inside out. But another way to notice it would be to bring your attention out of your atmosphere, into your room or whatever surroundings you're in right now. Notice the sounds. Notice what's around you. And then begin to bring your attention in and see if you can identify that subtle membrane, that semi-permeable membrane as you come towards yourself. You may begin to notice it more from the outside in or the inside out. Both are permissible. But just become aware of that. That atmosphere that is your great safety, like a womb, and the great inner tidal zone between this earthly realm and the kingdom of heaven. So as you become more and more aware of this space you are in, you can begin to notice the quality of your atmosphere. Often there are waves that are produced by our thoughts. Wondering about today, what am I going to do, or what am I going to make for lunch or dinner, or worrying about somebody or something coming up, or worrying about the events of the world, or noticing your body wants to get up and do something else, or is in physical pain. We just notice all of that, and like in centering prayer, when we return to our sacred word and let that go. Just let that go and stay collected in our own atmosphere. Sinking down into your center where it's already still, already quiet in the midst of noise, both inner and outer, in the midst of movement, both inner and outer. And so we rest here and keep ourselves gathered here. And having allowed your atmosphere to quieten, to be infiltrated with that silence and stillness in the midst of whatever else may be happening. Now we draw it in. Gurdjieff says we suck it in. It's as if we bring it right into our skin. All around us. Maybe one single gesture, motion, or it may be several breaths, but draw your atmosphere in. At first, it may be very tiring, but just stay there, collected. Notice that you're in yourself. Notice that you are you, completely yourself. The echo of I am. Stay here, collected. And we'll take a few breaths together, breathing in I, silently in your head as you're aware of your whole body, that you're in it, that you are there. Breathing out, am aware that you are you. Breathing in, I, aware of your whole body, present in all centers. Breathing out, am, aware that you are you. And one more time, breathing in, I, aware of your whole body. Breathing out, am aware of your body and that you are you. And we'll finish with a chant. Keep within, and when they say, look here or look, there is Christ. Go not forth, for Christ is within you. And those who try to draw your minds away from the teaching inside you are opposed to Christ. For the measures within and the light of God is within, and the pearl is within you, though hidden. Keep within, and when they say, look here or look, there is Christ, go not forth, for Christ is within you. And those who try to draw your minds away from the teaching inside you are opposed to Christ. For the measure's within, and the light of God is within, and the pearl is within you, though hidden.